Hey, and welcome back to Lion's Den Podcast. We are on podcast 15 of season 2. Last time we talked about setting your week upright, getting that positivity, moving forward. Now, brain reading, we've touched on many times, changing your future, we touched on last week, nutrition, all of these things. Today's focus is going to be on the music you put into your brain. So setting up week upright, now the impact of positive things you put into your brain. So positive impacts of things that go into your brain. And number one thing on that is, what do you listen to? Whether it be reading, whether it be listening to music, is what we put in, what you put in to your brain. So filling up, what do we put into that? So what do you put in? One of the biggest things, do you fill it up positively? Do you allow negativity? What are those things? So one of the biggest things for reading, I've touched on it many times, there's many good books out there, but started off with some lessons right off the bat. Taking care of your people, you will lead to better things, all of these things. Whatever book you believe in or want to read makes a huge impact on your life. So if you sit down, think about it. What are you going to make an impact on? What are the things that you are going to change and bring up in your life? So that's some of the stuff that I've really realized as I get older, and what impacts and how you're going to fill that up. So filling up your cup. So if you allow negativity in, how you going to get rid of that and put more positivity in throughout the day? It's what you allow into your brain. Do you have things throughout your life that is a pick-me-up in front of you? Little sayings, little things. Or do you allow negativity and then that to affect you? Think about every aspect of your life and listening with your ears. Huge time. There's lots of things that we let into our life, whether that be books, media, music, whatever it is. If you listen to audiobooks, it's amazing, but there's also really good hard copy books so that you can get that stuff in so it sets right. A lot of the time when you read and get that extra sense going rather than just listening, is I've noticed huge impact in my life because I like to read, reread, go over things. Audiobooks are amazing, but then I like to pair those up. So do both hardcover reading and audio. Now, music-wise, set it up. Put positivity in. Make sure that it matches your emotions at times, too. You gotta not bottle things up. We get that. But the positivity and what you're putting in is huge. So filling your cup up. That is one of the biggest things, is filling your cup up. What do you put into your brain? And understanding these concepts. If you sit down and think about all the things in a day that happens to you in a week, that's basically leans you positive or negative. What is the impact of that stuff going in? What is the impact of stuff that comes out of you and how you react to things? It is one of the bigger concepts in life, is we don't realize how much we are affected by day-to-day things and how things affect us throughout a day, week, year. So sitting down, thinking about what you allow in to impact you to come out of it. One of the bigger things that in my life that I've seen is your brain and how things throughout a day, emotions, music, reading, all these things, what you eat, all this stuff. If you're feeling good about yourself, injuries, like I touched on last time, when you get injured, you can't do something as well. We don't realize how much that impacts us and makes us feel. You need to be able to sit down and think about the positive impacts, the negative impacts, how you can change and multiply the positives to make it even better. And then the negatives, how do we eliminate some of the negativity in our life? It's one of the biggest things that most people do not do and sit down, is we just let life happen to us. We don't realize and sit down and think about all the things that come into our life and affect us. One of the bigger things that I have noticed is people let life happen to them rather than try to control and make the best out of certain circumstances. When you sit down and realize situations you're in, you built them, so you made them that way. You have to understand that you're the only one who can get out. You can get help from others, but at the end of the day, digging yourself out of certain areas, building yourself up in positive areas, you control that. You control what goes in. So have those pick-me-up songs, have those books that you need, have those things that will bring you up in the positives, and then eliminate some of the negative stuff so you can turn it positive. That is one of the biggest feedbacks that I have in my overall life, is you need to be able to sit back and think about all of it and understand how your brain can be swung both ways, how you can change things, you control your life, and how that will make a huge impact on your life. So as always, we like to give goals and such, is sit down, think about your brain. What has been controlled? What has been the things that came into it lately? Positive, negative. What are the things that you allow? What are the things that, and just make two sides of the piece of paper, positive and negative, what you allow. See which one's bigger, how you can multiply and make the amazing, grow those positive ones. Negative, can we control and eliminate or change and move these things into a different range so that we can be more positive and take things to the next level? Usually people do not do this. You need to do this regularly. So this is sometimes you might have to re-listen and to this podcast for figuring out exactly and reminding yourself of it. I always like to bring up messages as well. Again, so you'll probably hear this again, but filling up what controls you and which cup are you filling up? That's the biggest one. Make two sides of a piece of paper. Realize, look at the positives. Let's multiply those. Negatives, eliminate, and then switch as much as we can to a positive. Start it today. Think about it exactly. Think the music, media, the books you read, everything that goes into your brain and how it changes you and how you feel in positive compared to negative moments. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.